This program contains explicit and coarse street language. It's not intended for children's viewing. Parental guidance is advised.
Our Seafood and Music Festival kicks off at Centennial Park in downtown Fort Myers. You see them setting up for it today. NBC2's Blaine Montgomery shows us what's in store for this festival. That can
ceviche, shrimp ceviche, fish ceviche, conch salad, conch fritters, shrimp fritters. Yeah, everything is made fresh to order.
Daryl Johnson and
it's a beautiful day to be in Fort Myers. The weather is good. It's right after New Year's. You can still celebrate New Year's.
Yeah. Here from Charleston.
Wow.
We do 16 of these festivals throughout the season.
Justin Branch owns a Charleston, South Carolina seafood restaurant. You can see he's got fresh crab and lobster ready to fry for you.
We do macaroni and cheese with a deep fried soft shell crab with our Creole sauce on top of it.
On the island, their shrimp is obviously what they're known for too.
Bonita 1826. Bonita Bills has been a beloved gathering place under the Matanzas Pass Bridge. The popular spot is known for its relaxed atmosphere next to the water with live music, food, and drinks.
What's your favorite thing to order here?
Oh my gosh, the cheeseburger.
All right, thank you, Roger. Well, it's a staple on many Mainers' dinner tables, but the shrimp you eat in 2014, well, it won't be from our state.
When you wake up in the morning, do you think about maybe I'll have to kill somebody today? When I wake up in the morning, I think about maybe I have to kill somebody today. Is that paranoia? Yeah. For you, it's paranoia. For me, it's a reality. This is prison.
Every sha-la-la-la. Every shing-a-ling-a-ling. Every sha-la-la-la. Every shing-a-ling-a-ling.
To drive.
Enter the shrimp bar.
Your transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Hey, coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet, Manitoba. You're listening to Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
My name is Electric John.
I'm Jason John Jr. the third. They call me George the Luker.
My son, how have you been?
I've been all terry cloth and teardrops, John. That's been my holiday season.
Well, that's unfortunate. We are in 2025, and this is very exciting. Now, today we did lose a prime minister. We're recording the show live on tape.
When this emotional happens, it's a good thing we've got 2 years now experience doing live on tape radio, so yeah. We can handle something that's emotionally tragic as losing our prime minister today.
We can. And
anyway, well, it's been a tearful day over at the Gary's Closet headquarters as we're wondering, where is our country going to go next?
He's been circling the drain for a minute, though, and we're just going to see what happens. I believe there's...
Yes. Any time that, a beetle circles the drain for a while...
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn.
Well, yeah. Ringo's also circling the drain. Speaking of Beatles.
Ringo. Oh, yeah. That's. I would say that's clever, but I don't believe it is.
I don't think so either.
Well, we've got an exciting show for the people again this week, Jason, of course. Possibly have a Jets 3.0. Now, it's been quite a while, and I probably need this personally in my life because the Mindful Minute has been absent from our show for far too long. And I think it's gotten the city is stressed out right now. I'm a little stressed out. We could use some mindfulness.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm feeling my Mindful Minute because I'm very content. I had mildly tasty chili for dinner.
Mildly.
Cooked by a good friend.
Mildly tasty.
You should have been there, man. It was okay.
Anyway, when you kick... We're going to get things rolling right now with some brand new music from Daryl Johns. This is called I'm So Serious. Shrimp Farm.
Crypto.
You're out of touch, I'm out of time, but I'm out of my head when you're not around. You're out of touch, I'm out of time, but I'm out of my head when you're not around. You're out of touch, I'm out of time, but I'm out of my head when you're not around. You're out of touch, I'm out of time, but I'm out of my head when you're not around. You're out of touch, I'm out of time, but I'm out of my head when you're not around. You're out of touch, I'm out of time, but I'm out of my head when you're not around.
Out of Touch, Hall & Oates, remixed by a Turkish DJ collective, Avant-Garde Tabaldot. And before that, we heard Daryl Johns with I'm So Serious. So we've got Daryl, the Daryl Johns. Jason, little mix there for
it
the kids.
It was Daryl Johns and then Daryl and John. I love how that came together.
Very good.
And I'm So Serious. Let's talk about Jet. We'll talk about Captain Serious in Jet 3.0 a little later.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. So how have you been? We're listening to this. I'm trying to the TKW 95.9 FM.
Right here at 95.9 FM on your dial. This is where you can relax into the night.
I should calm down a bit.
John is relaxing into the Gary's Closet morning.
While the
rest of us will relax into the night.
Okay.
Let's pretend we're at different ends of the equator, John, starting now.
You know, the closest end of the equator to us would produce the music that was most...
Local
Spotlight.
What do we have?
What have we got right?
Here it comes, Local Spotlight. It can be sold.
Sold if it's bought right.
We present to you, Local Spotlight. My wings were ripped off.
You're flying a hot kite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Local Spotlight.
joining me. Until next week, take care.
Fine local song from the 20th century that was banned from Atlantis with I Do. And before that, we heard Swimming to Oz, John.
Well, there's more than one way to get there. I usually take Tornado.
Yes, well, according to the artist who is Anastasia Jane, there's many ways to swim to Oz.
Wonderful. That was great. And then classic band from Atlantis, yes, going back 30 years.
Do you remember the show Man from Atlantis?
I sure do. That was the we were introduced to Patrick Duffy just Dallas.
He went on to big stardom with Dallas. In fact, when he quit the show and he wanted to come back on the show, they said, sure, we'll just delete all the three seasons you weren't here by saying that you woke up in a shower and had a dream.
It'd be better if
that
he
was
did,
actual
it would
TV.
Be better if he woke up in the shower as the Man from Atlantis character.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah, because that was like sci-fi, the Man from Atlantis.
That would have been
really
the first. Like, think of the length of that crossover, a 7-year gap, and all of a sudden you bring those two disparate worlds together.
Brilliant.
Before any of this Marvel
excrement
put it together.
Well, it's just too much. I mean, you know, I mean, in 1985, all those X-Men movies would have blown my mind.
Yes.
But unfortunately, now, when they shove something down your throat, it's like, you know, it's like the boy, you know, the boy who couldn't eat enough donuts, and then they just kept force feeding him donuts. Like, you know, at some point, like, I don't understand people. Well, don't you like Led Zeppelin? Yeah, I don't mind Led Zeppelin, but it's enough. Like, you know, like
at some point, the donut just becomes a habit.
Yeah,
and it's you're shutting your brain off.
It's enough Led Zeppelin. It's enough. It's enough.
I don't know how anyone could crave another Marvel movie like this,
or
just
Marvel or whatever it is. It's, you know what I mean though. Like the song, the
formula of Hollywood.
They go, well, that band on the radio, they're a good band, objectively. And you go, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm so sick of that song. It makes me want to jump out of a car window when I hear it. Like, I mean, I maybe liked them like 30 years ago, the first time I heard that song. But after you hear something like in your mall, in every shopping mall and, you know, skating rink for the next 30 years.
It is ridiculous because those songs are from 30 years ago. And then you go 30 years before that and it's like, would we have listened to, you know, skiffle music? It's
no, crazy. No, who cares?
And then the skiffle people weren't listening to...
Just live in the future, man.
Well, I don't know about the future, but the present.
The present. But the present is most people's future because they're living in a rearview mirror society. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. My name is John. I'm a Pisces. That's Jason. He's a Taurus.
Yeah, roar like the bulls, baby.
Yeah, and the bulls are back. And speaking of bulls, crypto market report. Yes, Jason, we have just entered altcoin season, and this bull run is finally kicking into high gear in 2025. We're looking at several months in front of us of green candlesticks, my friend. Bitcoin, again, pushing well over $100,000 U.S., and everything's just super exciting. Just a few weeks away, the American administration is going to change hands. Gary Gensler is leaving office in 12 days. And we've lost our prime minister today, so hopefully that'll shuffle things up a bit in the favor of this industry, because it's unparalleled what's happening right now. Jason, how do you feel about the crypto market?
Well, I love alt bands, so there's no reason...
Alt coins.
Yeah, I'm saying there's no reason I wouldn't love alt coins.
Right.
They just sing everything a little bit out of tune and bare bones.
Let's hear what Bitcoin has. Let's send it to BitBoy.
BitBoy.
GM BitSquad, today, the markets await. Volatile economic data. The FDIC tells everybody crypto is bad again. And that's right. XRP, a Trump pump. Let's get it.
BitBoy excited about the ZERPs.
You know what that sounds like to me, John? It sounds like a voice I would want to trust with all my money.
That's true. Well, luckily we don't invest in BitBoy. We're just entertained by him.
Yes, we invest
Ben in Armstrong.
Other things.
And, well, we'll just see. We'll keep seeing what's happening. We're going to keep you informed about absolutely nothing, because we try and not provide any real knowledge in terms. We suggest you go out and do your own research and learn.
We will touch on things that maybe you want to research if you want to know about them when you hear the actual word of something.
Gargamel Gensler is gone, and the Smurf token project will take off. Smurf coin, of course, the Mushroom Metaverse. And we'll see you next week on the Crypto Market Report. We'll be right back.
land. Fight the horde, singing, crying. I'm coming home. So green, whisper tales of yore, of how we calm the tides of war. We are your overlord.
Thank you. brand new segment. It's Beat of the Week. Beat of the
Week. There's a mist over the bay. I mean, it's probably autumn. Ditches full of bulrushes, all the colors of the forest. We got 'em. There's a chill in the AM, but soon comes the sun. Sun rises, warmth and light are its prizes. I suspect miracles come in all sizes. Still searching for sunshine, still searching for fun. Sasquatch in the valley, stockpiling all the guns.
You keep saying that it ain't real. You keep saying that ain't real. You keep saying that wish ain't real. That ain't real. You keep saying that it ain't real. That shit ain't real. You keep saying that wish ain't real. That ain't real.
I once netted butterflies gently under April skies. Now the guests have all gone home. Now it's quiet on the lake. Eat your cake, then it's gone. It's not like the movies where it's endless cake and no regrets. These bastards ain't seen nothing yet. Turn on the disco rig, we need another smoke machine. If you can't handle stroboscopics, you better tackle lighter topics. I find the truth down in the tropics. The effect? Myopic.
You keep saying that it ain't real. You keep saying, you keep saying. Keep saying that wish ain't real. That ain't real. You keep saying that it ain't real. You keep saying that ain't real. You keep saying that wish ain't real. You keep saying that ain't real. You keep saying that it ain't real. You keep saying that ain't real.
All the cliches fall like that ain't all. On the night they break your heart. It seems like a super crystalline force field wall becomes a cage made of mirror fort. Please don't get smart, I'm simply holding court. Put a mic in my face and we'll see what we can sort. I'm sorry for the feedback. I'm not sorry for the feedback. I just wish I never skied back. Sasquatch want their weed back. Sasquatch came to breed, Jack. They're chilling in the tree stacks. They're chilling in the tree stacks.
Keep saying that ain't real.
You keep saying
that ain't real. You keep saying that wish ain't real.
You keep saying
that ain't real. You keep saying that shit ain't real. That it ain't real. This ain't real. This ain't real. That ain't real. We're not real. Nothing's real.
Nothing is real.
Welcome to the Mindful Minutes, brought to you by guitarfulness.com.
I had a mentor, a wonderful mentor, and that mentor once told me, everything I say is the truth and the way it should be said. Never question it, because I never mess up one thing I've ever said, and I never confuse cliches. So you have to take a leap of grace with me.
Namaste.
Been whatever the fuck. I might ball out on new face. Change my name, damn my.
Do you think I'm a bitch? Cause I hear it all the time. Do you think I'm a diva? Group of hoes, I'm nothing like. Cross the line, but I'm still. Cause they'll say she always cries. I can't give you things no more. Cause I hear it all the time. And I do whatever the fuck. Cause I've been whatever the fuck. I might ball out on new face. Change my name to my city. You try to take my job. Good luck trying to fix me. You would do it to our song. I heard you call it love. No hands at the shade. I must still do. Don't believe a single soul, not even you. Let the DJ save your life. Girl, we cheated death again. Feel like Jesus in the mosh pit. Mary on the cross with her friend. Mary on the cross with her friend. Mary on the cross with her friend. So should I take my name? So you can do the same. Hate the way it rolls all the time for a circle. Yeah, yeah. She gets ugly. I got no brothers, no sisters, and I love it.
JR, JR, JR by Jane Remover. She is out of Newark, New Jersey. Apparently, I think Newark is kind of like the Winnipeg of the States, isn't it?
Hard to say.
Just from the things I've heard about it.
Hard to. Nothing gonna change.
Yes. That is our AI Dan Hill. We've invited to help us on the program today.
Oh, someone's been messing with my Glenn Medeiros cassettes again. Nothing gonna change my love for one and number no come.
Let's ask our Eric Carmen AI. Eric.
Hungry eyes.
I think it must be Saturday night. My name's Electric John. This is
I'm Jason.
And I'll tell you something, Jason. It is CKW 95.9 FM. That's where all the zaniness comes from. If you want someone to complain to, call us up. We're hungry for research.
Call us, Jason, and ask them for shrimpfarm.com. Crypto, sorry.
Shrimpfarm.crypto. The .com, that's a thing of the past. You'll find all about in the brave new future we'll be offering in the next several decades here on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Sign up for our newsletter by leaving a piece of paper on the Osborne Street Bridge.
Do not leave dead skin behind.
What do we have up, John? Next, Jets 3.0?
Jets 3.0!
Those could very well be key cornerstone players of a Jets 3.0. Let's
get right to the news, John. Jonathan Toews shares your name. I believe it was named after you.
No, we share the first name, but the last name, the middle name's entirely different.
Oh, I didn't realize his name was Electric Toews. So Electric Toews is thinking of coming back.
Jonathan?
Should the Jets sign him and then change their name to the Johns?
First of all, the Jets is a fine name. Secondly, yes, of course they should sign him as fast as possible, because what he's going to do is he's going to put asses in seats, he's going to sell tickets, and he is going to fill up a little bit of heart and soul that we're missing right in the old center hole. Just something to bond that team together and take us to the leadership of someone like a Toews.
Speaking of center hole, let's elaborate. What are some of the pros of changing the name of the team to the Johns?
Oh, I'd be stoked.
Okay. And that was this week's
Jets From their 1990 classic album, Third Eye, California's Red Cross with Elephant Flares right here on the Shrimp Farm.
That song mentions BTO, John.
It does. There's always a Winnipeg connection.
There's Randy always... Bachman, who wrote the songs and basically fronted that band, he was the front man, the singer, the guitar player, he is from the Gary's Closet Ooh. Area.
Blue collar.
Gary's Closet.
That's right, Gary's Closet.
Gary's Closet Area.
Gary's Closet Area.
Now, let's venture into something a little more serious, John.
Oh, I'm super ethereal.
Yes. Count Chocula?
I like
Rice Krispies.
Ooh, I like Lucky Charms.
Ugh. What's the fruit
Those
nut?
Lucky Charms, they're magically delicious.
My mom would never buy those for me.
Well, I like them now once in a blue moon. Like, I have them once every 5 years.
You buy those?
Once every 5 years. I had them at a music festival. I pulled them out, and I had chocolate milk to go with them. And
I saw a guy say on a podcast that every time you eat sugar, you lose...
part of your soul. Part of your... is it?
I think an angel loses its wings.
Oh, it's the opposite yeah. of Zuzu's petals.
Yes.
Oh, speaking man. Of that, speaking of shit from 40 years, from 80 years ago.
That's good, yeah.
oh, we need to. Can we keep that?
yeah, we can keep that. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a late night radio.
All
show.
Right, Boomer
Barry.
Winter, cold weather, Canada, NHL hockey games. There's 32 teams in the NHL. They play 82 games in the winter. 7 of those 32 teams are from Canada. The majority of the players are from Canada. Now, but here's the interesting thing. There's 7 teams in the United States that are from warm climates. Climates that have never seen snow, have never had below freezing temperatures. And you think, wow, how did they get so many interested people that play hockey in those states? Well, they didn't, because the majority of the players on those teams are Canadian. You can check it out on the internet if you don't believe me. So, in a sense, we have 14 teams, maybe even more, because there are Canadians that serve the majority on a number of other American teams. So, in a sense, we're playing Canadian teams against Canadian teams, whether they're situated in Canada or the U.S. I think the National Hockey League should be changed to the Canadian Hockey League. We keep the entertainment going for both the U.S. and Canada.
Night in Canada.
Okay, Boomer.
That was earlier today, John. Barry would remember, we would actually remember too, even being Gen Xers, that...
Boom Boom has a point.
After Hockey Night in Canada, when we were growing up on Saturday nights at 10 o'clock, was Front Page Challenge.
Yes.
Another Canadian gem of a game show that leads into the absurdity that has become what you're listening to right now, called Shrimp Farm.
Crypto. The most unique radio program in your entire area. We are the analog relevance within the digital resonance, and we happen twice a week at midnight right here on friendly CKUW 95.9 FM.
And now that we have 5 minutes left in our block of time on this Saturday night, I believe we're going to entertain you with the only way we know how.
Yes.
Which is, John, we're going to actually spin some plates. So if you're listening, unfortunately, you won't be able to see this. But if you're watching on the non-existent YouTube feed, you
this
might.
This doesn't make anything. None of what you're saying. None of what you're saying makes a lick of sense.
What?
I
thought if anyone got me, John, it would be you. I thought you'd understand where we're going with the show.
I was with you the whole time.
You said more Ed Sullivan-like, less
sure.
Johnny Carson.
I was with you the whole time, and then things just got a little crazy,
folks,
when you surfed that last...
Sorry, folks, for a little behind-the-scenes shrimpfarm.crypto, we watched 36 hours of the Steve Allen show followed by Merv Griffin, and we were going to try to incorporate some of the wittyisms.
Have left me flabbergasted.
Are they witticisms?
Yeah, witticisms.
Oh, wittyisms.
There's no such thing as wittyisms.
No wonder I couldn't find anything when I Google searched.
These kids who do these podcasts, they say the goofiest words that don't exist.
That's what kids can do these days. They have the equipment and the airwaves. They can make words up.
They can change the whole language. That's not a word. We can make it a word, man. We can evolve the language, dude. We can take it. We can deconstruct all the letters, bro.
There's a little town in California called Whittier. There is something called Whittierism. It's what the local Whittier people...
Well, you're trying to fool people.
I'm not trying to fool people. That is a town.
People.
My grandmother's brother lived in Whittier, California.
I know,
California.
But you're tying some legitimacy into Whittyisms with your California town. And let's just be completely honest about things.
Tying legitimacy?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a new novel.
Okay, sorry. Well, we are listening to Shrimp Farm. We're having a good time. It's been fun to be with you this week.
It sure has.
Next week, we're not going to see you. You're going to hear us right here on shrimpfarm.crypto.
Was supposed to be so easy. Just take back the DVD, withdraw that extra money, tell mum I wouldn't be back for tea, then grab my savings and hurry. So first, to get the bill back in time, to avoid that big fine, I had to do a fast hill climb, but a faster decline. But I flew a bit quick, arms like a lunatic. I had to stop for a few ticks, I started feeling sick. Got to the video shop in a state, but chuffed it wouldn't be late. Only when he flicked open the case, I'd left the disc at my place.
Today I have achieved absolutely now. In just being out of the house, I've lost out. If I wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
So I failed on the DVD, but I still had to get the money. Tell mum I couldn't make tea, get the savings and then hurry. Rushing to the cash machine, still a bit mashed and lean. And of course a mandatory car drives by and splashes me. Get there, the queue's outrageous. Ladies taking ages. My rage is blowing gauges. How long does it take to validate your wages? Alas, my turn comes. Press the 50 squid button. Insufficient funds.
Today I have achieved absolutely now. In just being out of the house, I've lost out. If I wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
So I failed on the DVD, couldn't withdraw any money, but I still had to call mum, get the savings and then hurry. So to call my mum so that I could tell her I can't go and that, at least I remembered my phone, man. I didn't know a number off hand. Where's my phone? Have I got it? Oh, this is a crock of shit. I lost the fucking thing. Oh, here it is in my pocket. But the battery's nearly flat. Got a call, quick snap. Ah, shit. The battery is flat.
Today I have achieved absolutely now. It just being out of the house, I've lost out. If I'd wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
So I failed on the DVD. Couldn't withdraw any money or call mum about tea. I'd have to get the savings and hurry. But where was the money? I knew I'd left it on the side next to the telly. This is not even funny.
I left it in the living room, ready to pick up as soon as I passed through on the way out to the rendezvous. So the shoebox full of money just disappearing from me was not what I call funny. A grand don't come for free. Today I have achieved absolutely now. In just being out of the house I've lost out. If I wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how. Soaked to the bone in me jeans. If you want me to stop, I imagine my mum's weeping right now. £1,000 you swore that I left on the table this morn has simply disappeared right before my eyes, his eyes and yours. And I'm £1,000 poorer, £100,000